Lynch here. NPR has talked with individual voters across the country about their views on this election year. We called several of those voters again this week to find out, now that the election result has been settled, what they would like to hear in George W. Bush's inaugural speech. Here's what they had to say.
My name is Tom Wyckoff. I'm from Jeffersonville, Vermont. I am a Republican, and I voted for George W. Bush. And what I'm hoping to hear him say in the inauguration speech will be, first and foremost, that he will restore honesty, integrity, and respect to the Oval Office and to his administration, and continue his talking about compassionate conservatism and continue to welcome all points of view under the Republican tent without compromising his own values.
My name is Mark Kelly Schwartz. I'm from West Bloomfield, Michigan. I'm an independent voter and was actively involved in the McCain campaign. I'm hoping to see President Bush reach across party lines and sort of soothe the political feathers that have been ruffled during the last 3 months, beginning with the election debacle in November.
This is Mary Turner Lane in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm a Democrat, often called a yellow dog Democrat, and I voted for Gore. First of all, I would like for him to put campaign and election reform first and acknowledge the errors in Florida. After that, I would like for him to retract his tax cut. I'd like to see him promise to put money in the public schools, not in vouchers. Surely he can promise health insurance for all children and the bringing down of drug costs. Now, that's a lot to hope for.
I'm Douglas Thompson, living in Claremont, California, registered Republican, and voted for George W. Bush. First of all, I believe it's not going to be a stump speech, but more of a kind of an optimistic, kind of forward-looking speech. I think he's hopefully going to talk about what unites us and not what divides us, trying to bring up the fact that the power in this country is in the people's hands and not necessarily in the government's hands, and that therefore he's going to kind of try to unleash that personal ingenuity and integrity. And also, I think, try to reestablish the government's role as far as being, quote-unquote, ethical and forthright and honorable.
My name is Valerie Thomas. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. I am a registered Democrat. I did vote for Al Gore. I am optimistic about the new president. I am sure he's going to reconfirm his commitment to push toward the educational promises, the tax reform, Social Security, education being a big priority. Hopefully, health care will fall in there as well. He has made a lot of verbal promises, and I feel he's committed to following through with them.
My name is Anthony Goodman, and I'm from Boulder, Colorado, Democrat who voted for Al Gore this past election. I think that President-elect Bush will pretty much stay away from any kind of conservative, divisive notions, especially after the John Ashcroft hearings. I think that he'll focus on nonpartisan or bipartisan issues that are popular with the American people, namely education. He'll talk about the military, revitalizing that, increasing pay for enlisted people. And then I think he'll finally hammer home on tax cuts and use this as his bully pulpit to push the Congress to follow his plan of tax cuts. I hope he speaks to the other 50 million people that didn't vote for him. I hope that he understands the gravity of the situation.
We will, of course, be providing live coverage of the entire inaugural celebration, and we'll check in with all of the voters you just heard later today to hear their reactions and their final thoughts on the inauguration of George W. Bush of Texas.